episode 340, Walk in Courage.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Happy day, ladies. How are you? I hope you are feeling mighty fine and glorious this fabulous day. Oh, you know, yes, life is happening. Are you breathing? Are you out there? Do you feel your blood moving through your soul? And do you feel so warm and ooey gooey inside that you're like, I cannot wait to bust out of here and shine and tell the whole world what God is doing in my life? Walk in courage. That's what we're talking about today. I do hope that you're trying to do that every day. But I also know that there are trials and tribulations that even lead to triumphs. It's tough. It's downright tough. And we are in day 45 of the 60-day push. And you're probably like, oh, 15 more days to the new year. Are you serious? Yeah, just about that. Can you believe it? We are on a blink. Actually, I think it's 16 more days because we get a freebie on the last day of the year. And that's kind of going to be a great reflection time. But I know as you are continuing through your journey that you just don't want to do anything. Man, this morning I didn't want to do anything. I did a lot of reflection. I'm starting to plan out for 2016, actually mid-2016. I've already got the earlier part done and really focusing on where I want to go. But even during those times, I look and I'm like, gosh, that looks like a lot of work. Do I really have it in me? Do I really want to do this? Is this something that truly aligns with who I am and the direction I'm going? You see, that's where it's real easy to fall back into our comfort zone and say, you know what? I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to face my fears because it's much easier just to turn away and go the other direction. Because then if I haven't tried, I've never failed, right? Well, I guess it depends on your perspective. Some would say that trying is better than not trying at all. That's for you to answer. For me, to you, really, I want to encourage you to try. I want you to take those extra steps. I want you to walk in courage. You know, we're in the middle of the Christmas season. And think about it. Think about the angel who visited Mary and said that you're going to have a son. And you're going to name him Jesus. Do you think fear was there? Do you think, in fact, literally she faced fear? Oh, it was there. And it was oh so real. But she had to walk in courage. She had to go with her eyes wide open. Sometimes those fears are easily faced and conquered when our eyes are wide open. When the truth is revealed to us, even though we don't want to admit it. Those fallacies that we have, the stuff that we want to change, but we really just don't have the quote-unquote willpower to do it. It's the courage behind that. You have to walk in courage. Here at Create Your Now, I'm holding your hand to help you. No, it's not to baby you, but it's to hold you accountable, to keep pushing you and saying you were created for something bigger than what you think you are. You see, you are your own limiting factor. You are slowing yourself down. You need to say, you know what? The heck to all of this. I need to walk in courage. I need to stand boldly. I need to release those fears, those frustrations of might come and think of might come if I do take these steps forward. You see, that's the anticipation that we need to look at. That's the anticipation that Mary took. She trusted. She walked in courage, one step at a time, to see how much her little boy, God's son, would come and impact this world. Where are you today in your journey? Are you facing your fear right now, the angel of fear? Is she amongst you saying, I'm here, I want to tie you down, I want to hold you back from all that you can accomplish Or are you ready to say, no, I'm peeling off that layer. No more. And I'm going to walk in courage. I'm going to go forth boldly. I'm going to go with my eyes wide open. You're ready to create your now, aren't you? You do feel that energy in you, that spark that's going, oh my gosh, what if I did do this? Yeah, what if you did do that? Imagine it. What if you began to write the words to the book that you've always wanted to write? What if you began to compose that one song that's been there for so long and you're like, oh, no one's going to like it. Maybe you should try and record it. You have a smartphone. Press record from the memo button and see what you sound like. We all start from somewhere. You have to start where you are right now. Take that one step. Walk in courage. I'm walking right with you. I'm looking at my list down here, and holy Toledo, if I let the angel of fear take over me, yeah, well, that's it. I guess this is my goodbye to you. But it's not worth that. Why? Because the triumph is so much greater. And when you walk in courage, the reward is that much more satisfying. The joy that you'll have on your face, the joy that you feel within your heart, that is authentic joy. You won't have to wonder, what if, when you're laying in bed, not being able to do the things you wish you would have done and living in regrets. So as you're looking through and working through this holiday season and working through your journey, you may be listening to this and it's not even the holiday season. It doesn't matter. It still applies right now here to you today. It takes courage to go out boldly. Don't be your limiting factor. Rise up and walk in courage with your eyes wide open. And let the smile and the joy ring so true all the way to your soul. It's time that you create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.